Good morning, and we're speaking with Congressman Kevin Hern, and the president is back in the White House, sir.
He is. He's back working. I don't think he stopped working, and he's back at the White House. He met all the criteria for the doctors to release him, and he wants to show the American people that while the COVID-19 is something to respect, it's also something you can beat.
Now, you've been busy with a lot of different things here. You recently proposed an energy bill of sorts.
Late last week. You know, we sit on these committees and we hear a lot about the new Green Deal. We've heard about it now for 2 years since the Democrats have been in charge. And we never talk about the impact it has on the average American, especially Americans that struggle to make ends meet. And so this bill encompasses many agencies, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, the Government Accountability Office, Department of Energy, Department of Interior, to look at the impact of legislation that's made through the House and the impact on, the kilowatt hour cost as people are struggling to try to figure out how to make ends meet. We talk a lot about, taxes and things like that. Well, you have to have electricity. You have to have heating in your homes. And so we wanted to see what this impact is going to be. So this charges each of these agencies to look at the cost and make sure that we understand what impact we're putting on, not just now, but for the future. Because what I have learned in my short time in Congress is that no legislation goes away. It only gets more burdensome. So I think it's a responsible thing to do. And I think that Democrats should want to know that as well. So hopefully we'll get bipartisan support across the board, and we'll know that very soon.
I want to go back to COVID just a little bit if we can here, sir. The vote for stimulus and PPP and everything else, there have been a lot of, wrangling going on between Ms. Pelosi and, of course, the White House people and the Republicans. Are we any closer to any kind of a bill that could perhaps be a sensible bill to perhaps help people here as COVID continues?
Well, if we go back, I think everybody wants to go back and relate this package to what we did back in March and April, and helping the American people. And if we go flash back to that point, which seemed like a long time ago, it was 6 months ago, when we really didn't know what the impact was going to be on the economy, and not just our economy, but the world economy, we were very bipartisan in getting something passed, the largest stimulus ever passed in the House of the United States House of Representatives, over to the Senate. The president signed it. But then we really didn't know where to target. Now we know what industries are coming back, those that need additional help. And so, we need something that's very timely, very targeted. Timely was, probably a month ago, certainly after July 31st when the PPP money, the opportunity to get it expired. There's still money there, $138 billion remaining from the original authorization and appropriation, that we need to get back out to our small businesses, our job creators out there, many of that sit here in Oklahoma, that this one is very targeted. The rules are put to a place where if you're down 25%, this would help you. So it's really targeted to those that are not fully recovered yet. But we also have issues, with our airlines, support for schools, and then also, another direct stimulus to the American people, giving their taxpayer dollars back to them so that we can help, continue to stimulate our local economies like Bartlesville and others. And, the issue is that this monstrous bill, this thing that Speaker Pelosi calls the Heroes Bill, has bailouts for pension plans. It has health care for illegal immigrants. It has support for Planned Parenthood. All of these things are non-starters for the Republican Party, for the Senate, and for the president. And that's what, Secretary Mnuchin and Senator McConnell have been telling the Speaker, that if you truly want to get some help to the American people, let's take some of these things out that are very targeted and transparent to the American workforce and the American people, and let's get those voted in. Those would pass overwhelmingly. I would think that there would be very few no votes on those particular things, support for extending the PPP, support for airlines, support for our schools, and direct stimulus to the American people.
Well, we have the election coming up here, and of course, already had round one with the president and the former vice president. But it seems like whenever we have the big general election coming up, Washington sometimes kind of gets, sidetracked. Is that something you're finding?
Well, what we're seeing right now is what we've seen it for actually 2 years is everything is very political, whether it's the shutdown, the Mueller investigation, the Russian investigation, the impeachment process, now COVID. There was a mission from day one for Speaker Pelosi and the Democrat Party to take down President Trump. And what we saw up until COVID is that nothing was sticking. Unfortunately, COVID has been very deadly for many around the world, certainly many American citizens, and it's been deadly for our economy. And, the president was running hard and was untouchable with the economy. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of people in the United States, both Democrat and Republican, and those who don't care about politics, saying we've got to figure out how to safely reopen our economy and stop politicizing this, regardless if there's an election year. Most are still not following the election in America. We know this. You can talk to your friends. They're saying, I don't even know who you're running against or all these kind of things. They'll know right before the election day. So what they do know, though, is how much money is in their pocket to spend or the lack thereof. And they're wondering how we're going to get, the economy back open safely. And so that's what we need to be focusing on. Stop the politicizing of the presidential election by the House of Representatives and Speaker Pelosi.
Well, personal question here. How's your campaign doing here as we get close to the end?
Well, we're working hard every day, just like we have since the moment I got elected. We're out seeing people, doing virtual hearings. I have five today, both in person and virtual. I had several yesterday working late where, we're making sure that we're doing everything we can to keep people informed and listen to what, listening twice as much as you speak. Just what are the issues out there? How can we be better targeted and help in particular areas, whether it be legislation or, taking these thoughts back about where we're at in messaging on the stimulus package. So, there are still literally thousands of small businesses out there that are really struggling. We have, thousands across this country, literally hundreds across the district that have finally just thrown in the towel and said, I'm done. We don't see that, the end in sight. And so, helping our community bankers, making sure that they have the ability to continue to defer some loan payments on some of our commercial properties, where my grave concern is that as we move into the season where many of our retailers make, possibly half of their money in a year through the Christmas, Thanksgiving season, and they're not able to open, it could be devastating. We could see a really mass closing of other businesses come the first of the year. So we've got a lot of work to do because what we know in America, certainly know in the first district and know in Oklahoma, is that people want to work. They need a job. They want a job. They want to provide for the family. They don't want to live off the government. And I certainly want to do everything in my power to make sure that's the case.
And our closing thoughts, sir, for you?
Well, I just appreciate what you all do as far as getting the message out. We have some great citizens here in the first district. And, I know that everybody's really frustrated and it doesn't seem that we're working together in Congress. But I know also that Oklahomans don't want to fund pension plans in California and Illinois. They want their tax dollars to fund the appropriate issues, the appropriate issues like support for our schools and making sure, as I've had people say to me, this direct stimulus money coming back to the tune of $1,200 for an adult and $500 for a child, that's my taxpayer dollars coming back to me so I can spend in my community. And so that's the things we should be working on, extending the PPP. And when I say extending it, money that's sitting there, it's locked up, that can't be utilized because of the rules, getting that back out. And certainly we know because of the impact of American Airlines and the over 6,000 jobs that it has here in the first district in northeastern Oklahoma and the mass layoffs that they, United, Southwest, and Delta are going through right now, is getting this ability to get them the low-interest loans that they had before to keep them going. I mean, I fly a ton. I've never missed a vote in D.C. During COVID. And so I can tell you that I know what it was like prior to COVID. I know what it's like since. And they're losing billions and billions of dollars a month. And we can't have our airline industry, the jobs that it provides, and the flexibility and the movement around this country be destroyed. And so we've got some opportunity there to get them access to additional lines of credit.
Congressman Hearn, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for what you do.